Now, talking about zombies, you say that there are a lot of people out there, not our listeners, of course, who are zombies. What do you mean by that?
Well, okay. First off, you know, there's a number of banks that their liabilities outweigh their assets. So basically, they're bankrupt. But they've been propped up by TARP money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Government
That's right.
funds. So they're dead, but they're still going through the motions. So they've been tagged as zombie banks, okay, right? You've heard that, I'm sure.
Sure.
Okay, George, but here's the deal. As a nation, we owe, depending on who you want to listen to, between $12 and $15 trillion, okay? And it's been reliably estimated that if every man, woman, and child in this country was to liquidate every asset they've got, we couldn't come up with but maybe $9 trillion. We're a zombie nation. We're just dead and going through the motions. And it doesn't have to be that way. That's one of my messages, because we still have a country with great resources. We still got a lot of resources. We've got the Bakken oil field that stretches up through the upper Midwest and into Canada. Hadn't even been tapped, okay? And it's full of good oil. There was no reason to go digging at the deepest trench at the mouth of the Mississippi River.
They've got reserves there to last hundreds of years.
Exactly. And that's if we want to keep burning this fuel.
Yeah, exactly.
Oil, you know, and there's no reason to do that because, well, you know, water's going to be a problem in the future. I'm sure you've had people on talking about how water's getting scarce and how the big multinational corporations are gaining control over water supplies. Coca-Cola, Perrier. All right. And so, and we have a problem with energy. Hey, we've got an East Coast, a West Coast, a Gulf Coast. We've got tides. If the tides stop, we're all in trouble anyway. So why don't they build big desalination plants on the coast, and when those tides roll in, they spin turbines, we get energy, plus we get potable water. Now, I mean, there are some simple explanations and simple solutions for all of our problems, but it's not happening. Why? Because of the self-styled globalist international financiers, the same clique of people, many belonging to the same families, who created hard-nosed socialism in Russia, which came to be known as communism. When it threatened to get out of hand, then they created national socialism in Germany with their little army intelligence agent, Adolf Hitler. And then when he threatened to get out of hand, they had to have a world war.
Yep. They all go rogue, don't they?
Yeah. Well, you know, here's an interesting point. Why did Hitler get out of hand? Because he made the same mistake or tried the same thing that Abraham Lincoln did and John F. Kennedy did. The two presidents in American history who tried to issue government-issued non-interest-bearing money. Okay? And that's what really got him in trouble, because it was those international bankers who had created him in the first place. Let me tell you what Benjamin Franklin once wrote.
Okay.
He said the colonies would gladly have borne the little tax on tea and other matters had it not been that England took away from the colonies their money, which created unemployment and dissatisfaction. The colonies were issuing colonial scrip, and it was just based on the goods and services available, and America was prospering. But it was cutting out those bankers of the Bank of England.
That's right.
Okay? And so they twisted the arm of the British government, had them in the arm of King George, and he passed a law that said you could, you know, made it illegal to use colonial scrip. You had to use Bank of England notes, which charged interest. Then Abraham Lincoln came along, and he said one of the greatest prerogatives of government is to be able to issue money. But they hadn't been doing that, so he issued greenbacks to finance the war between the states.
How soon did he get assassinated after he did that?
Well, about 2 years. Okay. He started doing that at the beginning of the war, and of course he was assassinated about a month or so after the South, or at least Robert E. Lee's army, had surrendered at Appomattox. And then in June of 1963, John F. Kennedy, who had been waging a very quiet, under-the-table war with the Federal Reserve System through his Treasury Secretary, issued $4.2 billion in currency with red ink on it that, instead of saying Federal Reserve note, said United States note. He issued it through the Treasury Department. We didn't have to pay interest on it. And I don't think that it's sheer coincidence that both Kennedy and Lincoln were shot in the head in public.
Now, the fact that he did that, Kennedy did that, what was he trying to accomplish? What did he want to do? Get rid of the feds, the Federal Reserve?
Yes. Federal Reserve is neither federal, nor is, does it have any reserves.
Exactly.
It is 12 banks that were created through an act of Congress in 1913 when most of Congress was, it was on Christmas Eve when most of them were away, and they rammed it through as a banking reform bill. And one of the things they agreed upon at their secret meeting at Jekyll Island was never to call it a central bank. And you know what? Through most of my life, you never heard the Federal Reserve System referred to as a central bank. And then all of a sudden, somewhere in maybe the late 80s, I noticed on the radio, they would come on and say, the central bank today announced interest rates will be blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, they just started calling it central bank. You know, all of a sudden, we had it. And now Hitler did the same thing. When he took over, Germany was prostrate. It was economically wrecked. We've all heard the stories of how they had to carry wheelbarrows of money just to buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Hyperinflation. Half the population was out of work. Okay? And that was he took over in early 1933. By 1935, 2 years later, Germany was prospering. Why? Because he put everybody to work on big work projects like the Autobahn.
Sure.
And then paid them through government-issued script.
Was he getting ready at that time, Jim, with his war machine? Were they working, like, in factories,
sure.
Building,
sure,
things?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was part of it, too, was rearmament. Okay? They had been just totally stripped and denuded of any military after World War One and the atrocious Versailles Treaty. And anyone who knew anything. And then they were soaked by the Dawes Plan, the Young Plan. These were J.P. Morgan guys that went over there and saw to it that, and the Germans saw this as us trying to take away their industry, which it was. And but the main thing is that within 2 years, he had turned Germany around, and they were prospering because he was issuing government-issued, non-interest-bearing money. And if we would simply, at the very least, audit the Fed and find out where all our money went. I'm sure you remember last year, Mr. Brennecke was called before Congress and said, well, you sent trillions of U.S. tax dollars overseas to prop up these foreign banks. Exactly what banks got that money? What did they give us?
Yeah, and he said, I'm not telling you. Right?
He said, I'm not going to tell you. That's a private thing. Hey, this is robbery on a massive scale.